We start in Chapel Hill, where police are investigating after a driver on Fordham Boulevard reportedly shot at another vehicle, leaving one passenger with non-life-threatening injuries. This happened yesterday around 5 p.m. near the 1100 block of Route 54. That's Fordham Boulevard between NC 86 and Merritt Mill Road. No details on a suspect yet, but if you have any information, call 911 or contact Chapel Hill Police directly. Meanwhile, in Hillsboro, tragic news as officials say a structure fire at a duplex early Monday morning left one person dead and four others injured. Happened just before 1 a.m. on Fawcett Mill Road, just north of downtown. Still not many details, and the victims have not been publicly identified, but one of the four injured was a first responder. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. That first responder was treated and released. In local government news, the Carrboro Town Council meets tonight at 7, its first meeting of the new year. Council members will get an annual report from the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carrboro Metropolitan Planning Organization, and they'll also discuss their legislative goals for the General Assembly this year. Get a link to the full agenda on our website, chapelboro.com. There won't be too much discussion of this tonight, but one of the big developments for Carrboro this year will be the implementation of its new comprehensive plan, Carrboro Connects, approved last summer with new goals around growth, housing, and economic and environmental sustainability. Here's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles on what to expect in 2023.
My intention, I won't call it a resolution so much as an intention, is to get us to the point on the council and in the town where we are sincerely and earnestly implementing our Carrboro Connects comprehensive plan. You've heard me talk about our comprehensive plan many times, Andrew. We are now at the point of being ready to really dig in on the implementation. Before the holiday break, we received an update from our town staff about the work they've been doing over the past 6 months or so to get us ready for these first couple of years of implementation or so. Our role now on the town council is to do some strategic planning and to identify what our policy priorities are, what our real priorities are for implementation. We can't do it all at once, so we need to set up some priorities, and that's part of what we'll be doing later this month during our council retreat. So as I said, the town staff has been working over the past several months to set the table for implementation of Carrboro Connects. I think it's our role now on the council to dig in. It's time to dig in.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles speaking there with Andrew Stuckey during News on the Hill. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Focusing on local government today, and if you've made a resolution to learn more about how local government works this year, Orange County and the town of Chapel Hill both have you covered. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell explains how.
Chapel Hill's People's Academy is back in person this winter and spring for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. Once it begins in late February, it will be the fifth year of the free program.
It is a 10-session, over 5-week experience for anyone who lives, works, plays, prays, or studies in Chapel Hill.
That's Sarah Poulton, the Downtown Special Projects Manager and a leader of the Academy.
We meet at the libraries on Thursdays, and we do field trips on Saturdays. It's for anyone who wants to know more about what the town and the town does to come meet town staff, meet your neighbors, and learn about what each individual department does.
The People's Academy will hold one evening classroom session and one weekend outdoors session each week from February 16th through March 18th. During the library days, participants will hear from leaders of various town departments. Meanwhile, Poulton described the weekends as opportunities to see some of the town's various facilities. She said working in those experimental components was a critical addition from the first iteration of the Chapel Hill program to today's.
And then on Saturdays, you're going to try on fire equipment. You're going to use a fire hose. You can climb in the fire truck. You can climb up in the cherry picker at the public works. You're going to see inside the bus fix-it bay. This is not a classroom program only. It is one that you are going to be engaged with. So that's probably the biggest takeaway is you got to get people up, get them moving. Don't just talk at them for a couple hours and expect them to have a good time.
The deadline to register for Chapel Hill's People's Academy is Monday, February 6th. During the same stretch of winter, the Orange County Government Academy is returning as well. A cohort of residents will have a chance to learn about different county departments and responsibilities in alternating in-person and virtual sessions on Tuesday evenings. Current chair of the Board of Commissioners James Zeta Bedford was among the inaugural class that graduated from the Government Academy. She told 97.9 The Hill while she didn't experience those courses with the intention of becoming a county commissioner, it helped her gain valuable knowledge.
It was helpful. I guess I really wasn't thinking that much about serving at the time, but I was interested because I had been on the school board and just learning too, you know, well, how do they think and what's their process? What are the mandates for school funding? So that was really interesting and motivating.
The county chair shared some of the visits to facilities that stood out to her the most over the 9-week course before she and others graduated with a ceremony in front of the Board of Commissioners.
You get to do some tours like the landfill, and that's incredibly interesting, and the recycling center with the insider scoop. We also toured the 911 center, and you know, you hear about the hometown heroes, but when you get to see them in action and stay out of the way at the same time, it's really fascinating.
Orange County's Government Academy begins on Tuesday, February 28th, and is taking applications through Friday, February 24th. Bedford encouraged anyone remotely interested in applying to do so, saying the experience could be particularly informative if you aspire to serve in the future.
If you have an interest in county government, thinking about serving on an advisory board, thinking about applying for commissioner, running for commissioner one day, it's a really good way to get that insider viewpoint and learn more.
You can find links to register for both the People's Academy and the Government Academy on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
And time is 6:13 here on 97.9 The Hill. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. UNC men's basketball is back in action tonight, looking for their third win in a row when they face number 13 Virginia in Charlottesville. UNC seems to be back on track now after a 4-game losing streak earlier in the season. They're led by Armando Bacot, who earned ACC Player of the Week honors for the second time this season after leading the Heels to wins over Wake Forest and Notre Dame. Meanwhile, the Cavaliers have been struggling, losing 3 of their last 6, but they're still one of the best defensive teams in the country, allowing less than 60 points a game. One key question for Carolina, will Pete Nance be back on the court? He's still recovering from a back injury that kept him out nearly all of last week. Head coach Hubert Davis says he'll be a game time decision, but Nance is recovering well.
He did an individual workout yesterday. Today, he'll do more of an individual workout and also practice with us today. And then we'll just have to see. I don't know if he'll play or not. It's a game time decision. I can make a strong argument that he'll be ready to play tomorrow, and I also can make a strong argument that he won't be ready tomorrow. But I do know this, he's getting a lot better every day. I think the biggest part for him is just having confidence that, you know, his back won't tighten up again. And so that just comes with practicing, that comes with time and having that confidence that you feel like you can go out there and contribute. But he's doing everything that he can to be out there on Tuesday. And my hope is that he is, but he's trending in the right direction. I just can't tell you whether it's, you know, he'll be ready to play or not.
That's Hubert Davis speaking there. Tip-off time tonight is 9 o'clock. We're going to have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, beginning at 7:30 with Countdown to Tip-Off. Brighton McConnell will be your host for that. UNC women's basketball also has a game at Virginia this week, Thursday night at 7. Tar Heels held steady at number 22 in this week's AP rankings. South Carolina is still your unanimous number one. Over to football, where Inside Carolina reports Tar Heels center Corey Gaynor will be coming back to Chapel Hill for one more season after starting all last year and earning all ACC honorable mention. Thanks to COVID-19 in 2020 and an injury in 2021, this will be Gaynor's 6th year in college football after 4 seasons at Miami and 1 at UNC. Up to the pros, the National Women's Soccer League has banned former NC Courage coach Paul Riley for life after an investigation into alleged abuse and misconduct. 3 other former coaches were also banned for life after what turned into a widespread investigation that originally stemmed from allegations specifically about Riley. 6 teams were also fined, including a $100,000 fine for the Courage. Finally, in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are back in action tonight down the road in Raleigh. They're hosting the New Jersey Devils. Face-off time is 7 o'clock.